It's 8:40. It's Thursday morning with the Musers, and this is a Musers Christmas tradition. Every year at this time, we call the North Pole and talk to Santa Claus. So, Jer, let's dial up Santa's house, the North Pole. He almost always answers for us.
North Pole?
Yes, Santa Claus, please.
Santy speaking.
Hey, Santa Claus, it's the Musers from The Ticket in Dallas.
Musers, how are you?
Great, how are you doing?
Seems like I haven't heard from you since last year.
It's been about a year, yes, you're right.
Well, that makes me jolly. It's always good to hear your voice. It's a little pick-me-up for old Santy.
Well, that's great. I know you're a little stressed this time of year, but you always seem so jolly.
Craig, I'm so stressed.
Uh-oh.
I tell you, and getting off the nose candy this time of year is especially difficult.
Santa, we didn't know you were on the nose candy.
Let's just say the North Pole had more than one kind of snow in plentiful spades here, so. But old Santy's trying to quit.
Good.
I tell you, when I look at how old I've gotten, I don't know how much longer I can do this.
Well, you're very, very old, aren't you?
I'm over 2,000 years old,
yes,
Craig.
Yeah.
Thank you for knowing that.
That's amazing.
It's really not the bodily age that's getting to me so much. It's just the culture's changing so fast.
It is.
I tell you, there's a lot of things that Santa's going through I don't want to get into right now, but...
Okay.
Apparently women don't appreciate a little hair pulling and name calling like they used to.
Well, yeah, I don't know that you ever should have done that, but...
I didn't get that memo that that wasn't allowed anymore, but... And some of them women bring charges years after the fact. But, you know, that's all... Let's focus on the positive.
Right. Yeah, let's focus on the children.
Only on the children. The the reindeer are also great. I should report that. Reindeer are doing great.
Good.
At least the ones still remaining are.
What do you mean?
Oh, it's a long story, but I forgot to buy provisions before the last time we got snowed in.
Oh, no.
And H-E-B couldn't deliver up here, so I had to find meat where I could, Craig.
Oh, no. Don't tell us you ate some of the reindeer.
Let's just say that Comet and Blitzen, well, they gave all. They gave all to old Santy, and... We had it was like the Donner Party Mark II up here as we feasted on Donner for Thanksgiving. But anyway, you know, it's we still got enough left that I think we can get airborne, so we're doing all right.
This is very depressing news to hear that Santa has been eating his own reindeer.
Oh, it's all fine. It's all part. You do what you got to do, Craig.
I guess you're right. Survival of the fittest, right?
You do what you got to do. And how are you doing, George? You're not talking too much.
He's on Christmas vacation, actually.
Oh, yeah, I did get his letter to Santy telling me that there was an employment change coming, and well, I'm glad to hear you're covering it with the vacation story.
Well, I believe he really is on vacation.
Oh, okay, I'll go along with that, sure. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Are you making a lot of toys? Like, I know you still make a lot of your own toys.
Oh, we make all our own toys except the 100% that we steal from stores.
Steal?
Yeah, we do. Apparently kids only want the store-bought stuff. I mean, I got warehouses and warehouses full of little wooden horses and such that the elves made. You know, all those toys that were popular in the 1820s, you can't pass off on kids these days.
Right, right. They're more sophisticated.
But we still make them because we're kind of got a lot of socialism going up here, to be quite honest with you. I sure wish you could get Trump elected president of the North Pole where he can get rid of these elf unions I got. But
hey, who is president of the North Pole?
Well, I guess it's de facto me, you know.
Right.
That's the way it works. Old Santy's the big CEO, the Claus in officer in chief. I don't even know what it stands for.
Right, right.
But now that we're down a member of our management team, you know, it's been even harder on me.
Who did you lose?
Well, Mrs. Claus is no longer in the picture.
Well, what happened?
Well, you know, I expect at some point the stars will talk about it, but... Well, let's just say Mrs. Claus got tired of the way I rolled. You know, and I tried to explain to her. I said, hey, look, you know, you married a superstar. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm Santa Claus, for God's sake.
Right.
I travel a lot for work.
Yep.
I come in contact with a lot of MILFs who want the best for their kids.
Sure.
And are willing to do a little extra for Santy to get that.
Right.
And, you know, I can't expect to be still as interested in Mrs. Claus after 1,200 years of marriage. I mean, come on.
I think we all agree with that, yeah.
You know, I mean, hell, I bought her an intimate electric candy cane, and she used to use that thing all the time. But eventually she wanted human companionship, turns
sure.
to me, says we needed to fix a few things in our marriage, wants to go to counseling.
Mm-hmm. You don't have time
to. I'm
not
too high on the idea of counseling. Went to 2 sessions. It degenerated. So so now she's got half the North Pole in the divorce.
Oh, no. It's finalized already?
It's finalized. It just went through. And
it's terrible.
It's awkward because we have to live right next to each other. We're the only 2 residences on the North Pole. So
right.
So I have to sit there from my bay window and watch a parade of men and reindeer go through her revolving door.
Reindeer?
Yeah, she's making up for lost time for sure here.
Okay.
Pretty wild. But I think she settled down a little bit. They've been dating Kawhi Leonard, I think, now for a while.
Mrs. Claus is dating Kawhi Leonard. That's breaking news here on the ticket this morning.
Hey, good news. Old Rudolph says hi.
Oh, yeah. Tell Rudolph hi.
At least that's what he told me in his one phone call.
From?
Oh, he's in jail right now waiting trial on murder charge.
Okay.
It's a whole long tale. He killed some autistic kid in a drinking prank gone awry.
Oh, my goodness.
He fell in with a bad crowd.
Things don't sound like they're going well up at the North Pole.
It's not.
Are you still going to be able to make your rounds on Christmas Eve?
By the way, by kid, I mean a small baby goat.
Okay.
Just to let you know. But, I was originally paying for Rudolph's legal team, but had to bow out of that because of the divorce. But anyway, we're hoping that he'll beat the rap. They got some bad DNA evidence. We're going to take advantage. But but what do you want for Christmas, Greg?
I'm fine. I really don't need anything. A wooden horse would be great.
Thank God. Yeah. Well, that's one less that we'll have in the warehouse.
Yeah, I'll take a wooden horse.
One less. And I tell you what old Santy would love for Christmas.
Mm.
A working liver and a negative AIDS test. If I could just get that this year.
Santa, we got to say so long and Merry Christmas. We know you're busy.
Merry Christmas to you, Craig, and Merry Christmas to yours, and Merry Christmas to all the G1s that listen to you.
There he goes. It's P1s.
Get it on the Sports Day app up here.
They all know that. There goes Santa Claus. Another year of delivering gifts for the kids.